From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. Clouds will increase and thicken today, leading to cooler temperatures than in recent days, although not a lot of rainfall, as most areas should remain dry, and where it does rain, it won't rain hard. Northwestern sections of the listening area will see the coolest temperatures, and temperatures are unlikely to rise much more anywhere this afternoon. In many areas, they're more likely to remain steady or even fall. There will be the slight chance of a shower in the Adirondacks and in areas that lie both south of the Champlain Valley and along and west of the Green Mountains. Highs will range from the mid-50s to around 60, except low to mid-60s far south, and temperatures will remain nearly steady in the low to mid-50s from the Champlain Valley north and west. Scattered frost will be possible in northern areas outside of the Champlain Valley tonight, depending on how rapidly skies can clear out. More widespread frost appears likely for tomorrow night. The current surface map shows low pressure centered from southern Ohio into Virginia. A related upper-level disturbance is moving in from our west this afternoon. It would be better to call it a patchwork of smaller upper disturbances, and although the best chance for some light showers will be over southwestern sections late today and this evening, presently the most solid area of upper-level energy extends in a narrow ribbon along the western St. Lawrence Valley and into areas near and south of the Vermont-Quebec border. But any rainfall that's generated in these areas will very likely evaporate before hitting the ground due to dry air filtering in from Canada. The process of rain evaporating while falling and the cooling that results will be responsible for the nearly steady or falling temperatures this afternoon. The best moisture will remain to our south today. Some of it might make it into far southwestern portions of the listening area this evening, with the best chance of showers coming then and stretching from the upper Hudson Valley into southwestern Vermont and the Berkshires. Any rainfall in southern areas will end overnight as the low pressure to our southwest veers eastward toward the mid-Atlantic coast, and as a large area of high pressure becomes established over Quebec. It's the air circulating in around this high that is serving to dry up most of the rain that falls out of the clouds today. With low pressure departing the coast tomorrow, the high to our north will become the dominant influence tomorrow and Friday, providing clear skies and high temperatures that will increase day by day into the weekend. In the short-term forecast summary for the VPR listening area, this afternoon, partly to mostly cloudy, slight chance of a shower in the Adirondacks and in areas that lie both south of the Champlain Valley and along and west of the Green Mountains. Highs from the mid-50s to around 60, except low to mid-60s far south, and near steady temperatures in the low to mid-50s from the Champlain Valley north and west. North winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. For tonight, chance of showers from the upper Hudson Valley into southwestern Vermont and the Berkshires, otherwise mostly cloudy south and gradual clearing late in the north beginning in southern Quebec, lows in the low to mid-40s south and in the Champlain Valley, scattered frost possible elsewhere tonight north with lows generally in the 30s and upper 20s possible in the cold hollows. Northeast winds tonight becoming light and variable, except continuing at 5 to 10 miles an hour near Lake Champlain. On Thursday, areas of morning fog, then mostly sunny skies, highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s, some mid-60s in the Broad Valley's west, light northeast winds. For Thursday night, clear skies, lows in the 30s south with scattered frost, mid-20s to lower 30s north with widespread frost except around 40 near Lake Champlain. Light and variable winds becoming southeast around 10 miles an hour in the Champlain Valley and over the higher terrain west after midnight. Friday, mostly sunny after any morning fog dissipates. Highs in the low to mid-60s east of the Green Mountains, mid to upper 60s in the west, south to southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour east of the Greens, 10 to 15 miles an hour in the west, and gusting to 25 miles an hour in the Champlain Valley. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an eye on the sky.